This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Every Wednesday, we take a look at our environment from a local perspective and bring you the best and most informed guests so that we're better informed as to the challenges at present and that lay ahead, and to the best manner in which to address and overcome them. I'm David Fair, and today we're going to explore our unavoidable and unwitting relationship with toxic chemicals. Our guest is Cindy Clement. Cindy is an adjunct professor at Eastern Michigan University, a professional nutritionist working in Ann Arbor, and she is the author of the new book, Your Body's Environmental Chemical Burden. I'm not at all exaggerating, Cindy, when I say that we are surrounded by and cannot avoid chemical contact throughout any given day, am I?
Absolutely not, David. We have 85,000 plus chemicals in our environment that are definitely a challenge to avoid.
Worse yet, current regulation makes it so that we're not even informed as to the myriad of chemicals contained in all of the various products that surround us and that we use on a daily basis, right?
It's not just that either. As you know, we have problems with our water, we have problems with our air, we have problems with our food. So it's personal care products, cleaning products, but it's so many other areas that we are being exposed to.
I know you did exhaustive research in putting together this book. In your opinion, based on what you found, if there had been more stringent regulations about the creation, the use, and the labeling of potentially harmful chemicals, might we have avoided some of the major issues of water, air, and land contamination that you've referred to and we now are forced to remediate?
I would absolutely agree with that. The problem is that they bring these chemicals to market and they are used and they're pretty much determined to be safe until proven otherwise. So here in Ann Arbor, we have a huge problem with the PFAS and the dioxins and all of these chemicals that were never really tested before they were used industrially or manufacturally.
And let's be clear that when it comes to PFAS anyway, we've only started to begin to deal with a small portion of the family of chemicals that are called forever chemicals because they stay in the environment forever, and once we ingest them, they're likely to stay with us forever as well, right?
That's exactly right. So another term that they use are persistent organic pollutants, and they stay in the environment. They have found these chemicals, David, in areas of the world that have never even used these chemicals. These chemicals have been found in the Arctic and the Antarctic. They're found in sea mammals, the ice, the seawater, the air. So these are persistent, and then as the glaciers melt, they're actually releasing some of these chemicals back into the waterways.
That is kind of a macro look at what is going on with our environment. And to bring it to the more personal, not many of us are getting to the Arctic. We'll just have to deal with the consequences from afar. But on a more personal contact level, do you think more stringent regulation would actually make a difference in consumerism when it comes to household products?
Oh, absolutely. And I know that there are people active right now in that fight. Jessica Alba from The Honest Company, she is really a proponent of tightening up these regulations because people are applying chemicals to their skin unknowingly through their personal care products.
It's kind of the American way, though, at this point, to choose convenience when offered. So how do we drive change in our purchasing habits and the effort to better protect ourselves and our families?
There are wonderful, wonderful websites and applications for smartphones that one can use. One in particular is the Environmental Working Group. It's an organization that is completely funded by donations, but they do a very stringent research. And they have, if you go to EWG.org, you can see a number of different databases that they now have for people to select better cleaning products, better sunscreens, better personal care products. And they have a wonderful app for a smartphone called Healthy Living, where you simply scan the barcode on an item before you purchase it, and you're able to determine if it's going to be safe for yourself or not.
Once again, you're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with EMU adjunct professor and Ann Arbor nutritionist Cindy Clement. She is the author of the new book, Your Body's Environmental Chemical Burden. Now, environmental chemical burden, that has a very specific meaning and context, doesn't it?
It sure does. The reason I put that into this long title for this book is that I myself, even 7 years ago, thought that the body burden might perhaps be the emotional burden that we all carry, or perhaps it was the excess body weight that people carried.
And so I wanted
to differentiate between body burden in the emotional sense, or the excessive body weight, with letting people know that this is an environmental body burden, that it is that these chemicals can be stored in our body depending on which ones they are.
We are finding studies out of other countries that indicate perhaps we're not doing the job we should here in America, right?
And that's exactly right. They're doing a lot of work in Spain right now with a Helix study, and it stands, what they're doing is they're looking at a chemical exposure prenatally through the developing years in these children, and they have a whole list of things that contribute to their body burden. So they're really clearly looking at that. We've also got Sweden that's looking at the laws. The European Union is looking at laws. Canada is another country that's doing a great job. So the U.S. is falling a bit short on that for sure.
So let's talk about that. If we're talking about future generations, how is it different for the children that are being born today as to, say, when I was born in 1964?
Okay, well, I was born in 1953, and at the time, we didn't have...
Yep, you look younger than me.
Well, I don't know about that, but thank you. At the time, there weren't as many environmental chemicals, so my mother and your mother did not pass them along to us, through pregnancy. In the year 2009, they did a huge study across the United States and found the average amount of chemicals in the umbilical cord blood of infants being born, the average number of chemicals these babies were coming into the world with was 287 chemicals, some more, some less, but that was the average amount. So these children are born with a body burden, which then is added to through personal care products, through the air they're breathing, from the candles burning in the home or the
through mother's milk.
Yes, and mother's milk. So it's really, really a problem. And I really want to get the message out to these younger millennial women before they conceive to really start looking at this.
Were you able to determine through any of your research that there is a direct correlation between these chemicals that are in the body from birth to the kinds of issues that seem to be increasing in our society, whether it be anxiety, depression, autism, or even acts of violence?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the research clearly shows that some of these chemicals, they all have an affinity for different areas of the body. Some of the chemicals are stored in our bones, some are stored in glands and fatty tissue. But definitely some of these chemicals lodge themselves into the brain and interfere with brain functioning and with cognitive functioning. And so, yes, the research does show that there is abnormal behavior, violent behavior, acts of aggression that these chemicals can potentially cause.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and our Issues of the Environment conversation with author Cindy Clement continues. The book is titled Your Body's Environmental Chemical Burden. As you got into this research, was it driven by personal experience, something you needed?
It absolutely wasn't. It was accidental, as a matter of fact. After I attended a lecture and heard the term body burden, I really questioned what it was, and months later, actually went into the Halley Library and searched body burden, and 420,000 research articles were at my fingertips. It was a little daunting, so I narrowed it to the previous 3 years. We had 123,000 research articles, and as I started to open them, I realized these were chemicals that were commonly researched and found to be lodged in that tissue. So I had a body burden study done and found out which chemicals were lodged in my body, and that's what drove this whole project.
How did it change your approach to life?
Oh my goodness, it made me look at everything. It made me look at the personal care products more closely than I had been, and I thought I was doing a good job. I was looking at better ways to not breathe the air when it was not of a quality that we should be breathing at all. It made me look at ways when I was filling the gas in the car, when I was cleaning, when I was buying new products, new clothing, or new food containers. It was a very long process, but I know the tools now and the resources that I need to do a better job at it.
Have you done a follow-up and found out whether or not the chemical content in your body has been reduced at all?
That is a good question, and almost everybody asks me that. I am doing that next year. I wanted to give 5 years of detoxification and changing around my environment, but I absolutely will be repeating that test.
through all of our conversation, it strikes me that obviously the medical community is going to have to deal with these issues as our generations continue with these chemical buildups in our body. Medicine can be very reactionary, even when it's preventative. Not everybody has access. What kind of integrative medicine policy is going to be needed to address our chemical contamination?
There is a field of environmental medicine. It's in its infancy right now, but it is absolutely growing because they know that they're going to have to train physicians and educators that this does exist and that it is a problem. So again, it's in its infancy, but it is a movement that is growing in Western medicine.
Well, almost appropriately, exactly appropriately, you're going to be giving a talk at Washtenaw Community College on Earth Day of this year. If you can sum up what the takeaway is from the book and what it's going to be from the discussion for those that attend, what's it going to be?
Well, I'll tell you, this is I'm going to present the material in a very simple way to understand how we are exposed, where we are exposed, and what we are supposed to do about it, and as well as touch on detoxification. In this program, I will give people the resources that they need and invite them to take pictures of the slides with their smartphones and just start spreading the word.
Cindy, thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
That is EMU adjunct professor and Ann Arbor nutritionist Cindy Clement discussing her new book, Your Body's Environmental Chemical Burden. Issues of the Environment is a regular Wednesday feature and is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.